This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. An Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 passenger jet to Nairobi, Kenya, crashed early Sunday, killing all 157 people on board, according to the country's state broadcaster. The flight carried people from at least 33 countries, including 8 Americans. Kenyan Transport Minister James Makaria says nearly a quarter of the total passenger number were Kenyan nationals.
Among the most affected, as you may expect, is Kenya, which had about 32 passengers on board out of the 149 passengers.
The flight left the airport in Addis Ababa just after 8:30 a.m. local time before losing contact with the control tower just 6 minutes later. VOA spoke to Ethiopian Airlines spokesman Afrat Begasha over the phone about the condition of the aircraft.
And the flight has no technical report and nothing was reported, and the technical fault was just speculation.
Begasha tells us the plane itself was new and the pilot experienced. Activists in Russia have kicked off demonstrations against a new bill. Critics say is part of an effort by President Vladimir Putin's government to increase state control over the internet and facilitate censorship. The bills call for the creation of a system that would protect Russia in the event of a cyber war, while also filtering internet traffic to the country. The health minister of Tunisia has resigned following the deaths of 11 newborn babies within 24 hours at a hospital in the capital, Tunis. The health ministry and state prosecutors have opened investigations into the mysterious deaths. More international headlines on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Passengers and crew members on board a Turkish Airlines flight bound for New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport experienced extreme turbulence over the Atlantic Ocean Saturday. 30 people suffered bumps, bruises, cuts, and a broken leg before the flight landed safely. Passenger Syed Nikaj spoke to WABC and says people were being tossed all over the plane.
I've seen blood all over, which I had one of the ladies next to me, she really flowed down from her seat on the floor, and all her back was completely blood.
Dozens of ambulances lined up in front of the terminal to quickly treat the injured coming off the flight that left Istanbul for the 10-hour trip. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of the Algerian capital on Sunday. Demonstrators opposing a fifth presidential term for their 80-year-old president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, as he faces mass protests that pose the biggest threat to his 20-year-old rule. Bouteflika is expected to return to Algeria on Sunday after 2 weeks in a Swiss hospital. A source familiar with the matter telling that to Reuters, the ailing president has rarely been seen in public since suffering a stroke in 2013. Algerians, desperate for jobs and angry at unemployment, corruption, and an elderly elite, show no sign of backing down, despite Bouteflika's offer to limit his term after the election. U.S.-backed fighters could soon resume an offensive against the Islamic State group in the last area they control in Syria, that according to an official on Saturday. A Syrian Democratic Forces spokesperson adding the battle against the extremists is expected to take 3 days. SDF said they have about 2,500 fighters ready for the battle in and around the eastern village of Baghouz, where IS fighters still have a presence. The head of the World Health Organization denounced a deadly attack Saturday on an Ebola treatment center in eastern DR Congo. Gunmen attacked the center at Butembo, North Kivu province, killing a policeman and wounding a health worker, the latest in a series of attacks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, speaking after his four-hour visit to the Butembo clinic, told reporters that the violence in the region was undermining the early progress they had made in fighting the outbreak. The Butembo facility only reopened last Saturday after an attack by gunmen the previous Wednesday forced its closure. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.